A youthful lawyer, fine and gay, was riding unto the city, who met a damsel on the way, right beautiful, fair and witty. "Good morrow," then the lawyer cried, "I prithee, where art thou going?" Quoth she, "To yonder meadow's side, my father is there a-mowing." Straight from his horse he did alight, and as he was going to her, the maid immediately took flight, for fear he would undo her. But he ran like a nimble deer, until he did overtake her, and then he whispered in her ear, "A lady he'd surely make her. If he might but enjoy the bliss, a minute or two of pleasure, then as a pledge I'll give thee this, a handful of golden treasure." Said she, "I value not your gold, and therefore I pray be civil. My maidenhead shall ne'er be sold, for money's the root of evil. I'd sooner be a ploughman's bride, and sit at my wheel a-spinning, than be a lawyer's jilt," she cried, "to live by the trade of sinning." "Tush," said the lawyer, "be not coy, let's fall to our love's embraces. A silken gown thou shalt enjoy, with bracelets, rings, and laces. Your silken gown I do disdain, although I have mean relation, I am resolved to maintain my innocent reputation. If thou wilt but to London go, I'll honor thee like a lady." But still the damsel answered, "No, I am happy enough already. Your silken gown I do disdain, although I have mean relation, I am resolved to maintain my innocent reputation. If thou wilt but to London go, I'll honor thee like a lady." But still the damsel answered, "No, I am happy enough already. You talk of glory, state, and fame, and how I shall be attended. But, sir, I am not for your game, so let the discourse be ended. Pray save your breath and money too, I like not your way of wooing. There is too many such as you that brings the young mates to ruin. I'll keep my pure virginity till marriage is my pleasure. For, sir," said she, "it is more to me than millions of gold and treasure." He found her so discreet and wise in every ready answer, that he her charms did highly praise, and vowed he would soon advance her. Unto her parents he did go, where he did their love require. Then was she clothed from top to toe in costly rich attire. Next day the Gordian knot was tied, and merry was the marriage. Then she appeared an angel bright, for beauty and comely carriage. You lasses all, I pray you mind, to whom I have told this story, be careful that you are not too kind, for fear you should blast your glory. Had she been soon to folly led, and for a small spell consented, she might have lost her maidenhead, and when it was gone lamented. But now she is a lawyer's wife, her husband does dearly love her, so that she leads a happy life, there's few in the town above her.